If you don't honor that what is written in your letter, you are a flat out liar. This is a sick generation. You know what's at sale at Walmart, Kmart, and every nickel dime. But the things that are essential to your life, you forget them so easily. Can I say this? There were you that did not even know. There were you that scratched your head and you wondered. How do I know that? Because I can tell by our response. I'm not concerned with how many people really love me. I really am not. I'm not concerned about your emotions toward me. I don't care if you don't like me. If I say something to you, you get upset, because you get upset with your mama, your daddy, you get upset with anyone. That's a weakness in you. You that are very shallow, you're immature, you're going to do that. It's a stupidity. Scripture tells us not to be angry. Don't be so soon angry. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. You get so obsessed over me because you're foolish. And so this generation, this house, even us here, it's sad. We're very pitiful. We're very pitiful. But I tell you what, I know this. You could retain something that happened 2 years ago, something that was full of folly. That's the truth. I've had people to say that to me. You remember that? You remember this? I sure don't remember that. But I remember the word of y'all. I remember what I preached on the Shabbat. Well, you said that then, and you did that, and you rebuked me. You said this, but they can remember. But yet, those things we can't remember. So if a man says he loves him, that's the only way you're going to know you love him. It's not because you say, I love you, yeah. It's because you do what he commands you. You keep his mitzvahs. You keep his Torah. It's alive in you. Hallelujah. That's how you're going to know that. So he says, 70 years you shall be there, and then I'm going to perform that which is right. That is tough. Then I'm going to bring you back to the place. Take me back. The song we used to say. To the place where we first found him. Take us back to that place whereby that your truth is alive and is genuine in us. It's not superficial. It has a brilliance. It has a power. And the promise of that makes us alive. We have an ecstasy of joy. Some of us, we're sad cases because the word of Yahweh is full of life. And you don't have the power of that life in you because you don't have the living word in you. When one gets the power of that living word in them, they have the power of his life in him. And we don't have that today. We have this superficial form of life. It is almost this generic type form of superficial additives that is added into everything. I was listening to a program the other day, how that even the additives to the food, how they're actually changing the DNA and transmuting the brain cellular structure of human beings today. And this world is sadistic. They know what they're doing. They really know what they're doing. They really, really do. It's just that we are so dumb and so ignorant, we don't realize that they know what they're doing, because we don't trust the one that knows all things. We have no confidence in him, so we don't inquire of him. And that is the truth. They make you do whatever they want to. Have you ever gone in a store and they're not playing music? Every store they're playing music. You think it's just that they're just trying to satisfy you? That is what makes you spend money. They know how the subliminal mindset of human beings work, and they take every nickel. It's a sad thing I say to you, you people of color. You don't have a nickel. You don't have a slither of anything. Because every dime you have, you can't hold on to it. That's why you get all into the promises of Almighty Yahweh. You get $5, you spend every nickel. You don't have a dime, it's sad. We don't have much, that's all right. What you have, you still can hold on to that. And we did that. You see, the word of Yahweh, our principles in life will be reflected by our natural lives, the way we live it. And so we must hold on to this. This is where the promise is found. We have no other promises but in the word of Almighty Yahweh. No other place. Let me move quickly. I want to read this, because there's some tenets of the word of Yahweh I want to show you. I want you to understand this. I want to show you some aspects of his word. Turn quickly to Tehillim, Psalms 119:89. Pastor Robert, you say things. I say things, brothers and sisters, because I know what it will do in your lives. Well, Pastor, it seems to be callous at times. I understand that. It is callous to you because you know why it's hard to you? Do you understand why there are things that are so hard to you? Who knows why? Do you understand why things seem so hard? Do you understand why you resent certain things said to you? Do you understand why you get upset with certain things? Do you understand that? Do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why? If I tell you, will you believe me? Because of transgression. Sin defies the Torah. The way when you transgress is always hard. You get old. That's why. That's why, brothers and sisters. Every answer we need is in Scripture. And if you would take Scripture and apply them to your life, you will learn so many things. Scripture says, I want you to hear this as the aspects of the Word of Yah. Do you believe this in Psalms 119, 89? I love this. It says, forever, O Yahweh, your word is settled in Hashem I am. So the word of Yahweh is settled, is steadfast, isn't it? So what he speaks or he promised to us is settled. You don't have to question it. That is one of the strengths of the word of Almighty Yahweh. It is settled. It is fixed. It is already determined. It is stationary. It cannot be moved. So the word of Yahweh is always established in the Shema Am. His word is settled. His word is settled. That is the character of his word. What he did in Hamashiach, was that not the living word? Is that settled? Is our salvation sure? If it wasn't settled, we would be a mixture of mess. We are that. We will be an awful mess. That is one of the principles of the word of Almighty Yah. It is already settled in Kephah, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. It says, you'll hear this. But the word of Yah endures forever. Does it endure forever? Or is it partial? It endures forever, and this is the word by which the messenger is preached unto you. That word, because it endures forever, he preached that unto you. He speaks to us. Because it endures forever. It is settled, it endures. It is not something that is partial, it endures forever. So what he says, he's going to perform it. Whether you believe that or not. Proverbs 30, Mishlei 30, verse 5. It says in Proverbs 30 and 5, your word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endure forever. Is his word true from the beginning? His word is true, brothers and sisters. When he spoke it from the beginning, it was true. It is not something that is false. It is true. So the word of Yahweh is true from the beginning. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. That is what he is. He is a shield to them that trust him. I want to close with this scripture here in Joel. Joel chapter 2, verse 11. Joel. It is important that we hear what Yahweh says. It's very valuable. He says, Joel 2:11, and Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word. Now he that executes his word is strong, and that is what the performance is. It is an execution. For the day of Yah is great and terrible, who can abide? Now if he will perform the smallest of his words, will one jot or tittle be taken from the Torah? Will heaven and earth be removed before anything is taken? So if Yahweh execute his word, he's going to perform everything that he says he's going to perform. Whether we believe it or not. Because we don't believe what he says, that doesn't mean that it is nullified. It is still true. That doesn't mean that it has no value at all. It is still true. It is still of substance. It is still of great worth. It is still of great value. So Yahweh will perform what he says he will. And everything that he says he will, he's going to perform it. There's a judgment. And every man is going to be judged according to the works that have been done in our flesh. And so it behooves us to hear what he says and to obey him. It behooves us to listen to what he speaks unto us. Whether we believe him or not, he is still mighty. He's sovereign. He's great. Well, I don't believe it. That's no problem. The scripture says that the devils believe. You don't even have the mind of a demon. Even they believe and tremble. You don't even have the spirit of a devil. When someone has that kind of foolish spirit, they don't even have the mind of the devil. That's beyond even reality.
It's beyond that. The devils believe and they tremble. They fear. It's a generation that has no belief. Why? Because it has been birthed, it has been bred down to that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the mind of this generation, it has been shaped from the beginning. And the sadisticness of Shaitan, did he shape the mind of Eve? Did he cause her to sin against Almighty Yah and cause the man to sin? And so the mindset has been shaped from the beginning. From birth, David said, in iniquity, in sin did my mother conceive me. And iniquity was I shapen. Were we not shapen in iniquity? We were shapen to be lawless. Were we not? We parents, we have taught them to be lawless. We have taught them to be disrespectful because we did not honor Yahweh. And that's just the truth. We might as well deal with the realities of the consequences of life, what things we have done, and stop being so superficial and false and to say that I haven't done those things, and we have. And sin, shaped in iniquity, shaped in lawlessness, shaped without any discipline, any Torah, those kinds of things, they've been shaped that way. Yahweh is going to perform His word, everything He said, whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not. And it makes no difference whether you all like me. I really don't care. That's just the truth. I'm not going to try to labor for your love for you to love me. I'm going to tell you the truth. Yahweh just tells you to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that's not love. Does He correct us? Does He put the rod on us? Does He put the stick on our buttocks? Does He judge us? Is He love? Is that love? Does He show us how wicked we are? Does He show our fault? Does He show us when we're wrong? Is that love? Is He love? Is He love? But is that love? Sure it is. That's the tilt of love. May Yahweh bless you. May help you. That is the tilt of love. I don't care what anyone says. We got this false image of what love is. And we don't think that love is correction. Anyone that loves themselves, they will correct themselves. If you love yourself, will you not correct yourself? Come on, brothers and sisters. If you know you're doing things that are detrimental to your health, will you not change it? Even though you don't have the strength to do it, at least you're conscious of it, isn't you? Aren't you? Even though you don't have, sometimes you can't muster up that fortitude to do it, but you're still conscious of it, aren't you? I know I am. I just can't resist that sandwich if I got it there at 10 o'clock at night, 10 p.m. I got to eat it. It may not be the best thing for me, but I'm still conscious of it. And so that thing that we're just conscious of, we know that it's not the best, but we're still conscious of that. We know that. And that's what Yahweh, He's about discipline. Everything He does, discipline us. It helps us for the next level. I said to you young folks and all of you, you know, all of you, It's a sad shame because our ability to learn, to understand things is sad. And I know I use expression to people of color because I use that because, brothers and sisters, it's sad what I say. What I see is so pitiful. I say, y'all, what is going to take place? What's going to happen? It's sad. Not that the Caucasian is any better than anyone. That's not the issue. But it's a sad dilemma as what I see and the mindset. And we are so ignorant, we don't want nobody to tell us nothing. You young ones, can I tell you? Life is not the stupid image that you have. It's far from that. It is a stupid mentality. You want always the way of reproof of instruction is just the way of life, not just here. That's life, period. If you're supposed to be to work at 7 a.m. and you come in at 20 after 7, what do you think they're going to say? Hygiene? You're supposed to be here at 7. What's wrong? And I'm going to write you up this. I'll tell you what, this time I'm going to warn you. I'm going to warn you now. This time. Next time I want to write you. Next time you're fired. That job 3 strikes, you out. Why do you think Neesman, when he lived here, he used to get up so early to go to work? Because he knew 3 strikes, you out. They write you up. They warn you. They write you up. And the third one, you're fired. Period. I was listening today to PBS. And all, you know the schools at one time, they would promote things like the engineering schools, the institutions, they don't even do that in America no more. The most powerful engineering schools and the most powerful engineering software and schools of science software, you know where they are today? And all the corporations have them there. IBM and Dell, Microsoft. You know where they are? They're in India and they're in China because they have a people that, that have been trained and disciplined not to be as rebellious as this nation in America. They don't even promote that in the schools today. Because they have a stupid mentality. You're raising these retarded children
They don't even mess with him. When I heard that, I was amazed. And Microsoft is investing $1.5 billion just there in China, just in the school system. Because this is a generation, America is a people, it's a very rebellious house. And the people of color, they are so rebellious and hard. Their hearts are hard. And they resist what Yahweh speaks. And this is the truth. I say this for your own exaltation, your strength. No Caucasian just as wicked as they all come, all right? I don't spare one race. I'm just letting you know there are traits about you people of color that needs to be rooted out of your heart. You understand that? And that's just the truth. And so they don't even care about this ignorant generation of children. They don't want to learn. They're dumb. I say, brothers and sisters, I say that you young ones, and you older ones too, that you may begin to comprehend the breath and the death of Almighty Yahweh. This is a dumb generation. It's dumb. It's stupid. It looks that way. No life. Waste so much criticism. I tell you what, in the world out there, they're going to just let you know how dumb you are. I don't know what you all think, brothers and sisters. They're going to let you know how dumb and how stupid you are. They're going to do that. Well, I'll make $20 an hour now. You're not going to make it in America. Those kind of days are long gone. When they got the population of the Mexicans coming across the borders, they're willing to work for start 5-6 minimum wages. And they do what we call the medium jobs, jobs that you don't want to do, people of color. They're doing that. And they have a great despising of the people of color because they think they're lazy and they don't want to work. That's what they do. Polls show that all the time. I don't care what they think of me. It doesn't make any difference. But I'm just saying that's the attitude. That's just the attitude. And that's for real. They're going to bring this nation is already locked down into a poverty mindset. The mindset of this nation is nothing but poverty. How many of you young folks really want to learn? Just ask yourself that. How many of you older ones want to learn? How many of us take offense when someone can teach us things? How do we do that? That's the way we are. And it's wrong. I'm on the money as to what I'm saying. I'm hitting the mark right on the head. I know the nature of Almighty Yahweh's people because he said, first of all, you're rebellious. And I watch that in this house. Now, I want you all to bring your scripture and you open them. All right? I'm talking to every last one of you. You see, it's a wonderful thing when you know, this word says, if I see it, I believe it. Well, it's written in the book. And because at least coming in here, you don't do it in your homes, you're going to do it here. I'm telling all you young ones now, I don't want you sitting up here with your arms folded. I want you to open the book. I don't care who you are. You do it in here. Now, don't fold your arms. I want you to get the book. You don't open it at home. And most of your parents don't do it. It's just very little that done. But you all can open them crazy magazines and those lust books. We get them that thick sometime coming in here. But when it comes to the book of life, you don't open that. Something is twisted in your mind. Come on, how many? You go through every magazine. How many of y'all read 3 or 4? Study the words. Come on. Tell the truth. You get upset because I say that, but it's the truth. It was a sister called me last night. She said, Pastor Roberts, for 18 years I've searched. And she understood Islam because she may be listening tonight. You call me from Ohio. For Islam, believe me, she. And if you had listened to the story she was telling me, I would like to one day, y'all will, just to have her just do a little testimony. I have her ask her questions she recall because she has a tremendous understanding of Islam. I'm telling you, because she walked in it for many years. That's what she's Islam. She said, but I knew it wasn't right. It's pagan. It's false. Until Yahweh brought me back to Him, to whom He is. But I know it's the truth. I know a preacher. And she says this to, she said this to me last. She said, you lay things out that you show us just how far we are from Him and how we're just missing it. He has shown us that so we can see what He is, that we'll know what to do. Tell me. If I don't know, tell me. I want to know. I say this as I close. I worked with men that were very educated at IBM. I did. I worked in their company. I worked around them. I was never prideful to say that I know that. No, I am ignorant, man. Show me. Teach me. And because I was able to say that, there was nothing between us to prevent or circumvent me from learning. And I learned so many things because I didn't have this air, this pride, or this opposition because they were able to teach me, man. Dave Robert, and they will become so humble, even the arrogant ones. Oh, my education means that. I say, certainly it has value because it has taught you one thing, a discipline that I didn't have. So you can help me. I have no problem with you helping me and show me. I had a manager. Listen to me. I had a manager. He would say to me, George Clay was he was a man that was very intelligent. He would say to me, he said, Dave Roberts, can I tell you something? He said, your adjective, the word you use, it was not the proper adjective. You didn't speak the proper grammar. Well, I didn't get upset with him because he corrected my grammar. I said, thank you. Well, what would that do? Make me sharpen myself up a little better? That's all he did. He didn't do that with everybody, but he did that with me. He didn't do that with everybody. Did he ever say that to you? He did it to me. He would always, if I mess up, he would tell me, he said, even the news reporters, he said, the way they talk, the enunciation, the grammar is ferocious. It's terrible. The man had a tremendous understanding, believe me. And he would help me. He would tell me the things that I was doing wrong. He would show me. Would I rise up with pride and say, well, who you think you is? No, I didn't say that. I would say, thank you. I will watch that more carefully. I will. And then I would go home and look at those things and say, he was right. I remember one day I said in the service that each of you is responsible. And Sister Robin said, you said that wrong. I said, no, the proposition is a phrase that of you is, of you. I said, I know what I said. Each of you is. No, you is an interrupted plural subject. I said, no, woman. I call she. Oh, yeah, you're right. She said, nah. When you get to school tomorrow, you ask anything. She said, oh, he said it right. Each of you is. Each is the subject. Each is. I knew what I was saying. You all know that. And so we are people that don't want to be corrected. Correct me. Help me. I have no problems with that. Help me. You will go farther in anything that you put your hand to do when you learn discipline. You will never go when you'll be a stupid jackass until you learn discipline. I don't care what it is. You don't have to have an education to be what the world calls successful. Do you understand that 90% of the world's wealth is not by the brilliant scientists and people of what we call them intellectual properties? They just come in droves. Mr. Bill Davis, he's the richest man in the world? Sure he is. He's the richest man in the world. No college. He went to school, quit. Mr. Bratton there with Virgin Air. No college. Mr. Paul Allen, the third richest man in the world. No college. Come on, brothers and sisters. But they learned the discipline of life. And we will never have the riches of Almighty Yah until we learn the disciplines of Yah. That's how we ascertain those things. And if you listen, a wise child, a wise one will listen. You have to be able to listen. Don't be a stupid jackass, a nuthead, and not be able to listen. That's an important thing in life. Listen. Be slow to speak and quick to hear. When you're quick to hear, you'll be surprised how far it'll take you. I don't care if you're saved or unsaved, but if you're able to do that and to submit, you'll be surprised. Just that alone. The principles of you, how they work. Regardless, if you learn those disciplines, but you must learn those disciplines. If you carry those disciplines, you will go to hell. What I'm saying, they will take you so much farther. That is the truth. If you learn those disciplines, don't be a haughty, arrogant thing. Learn how to hear and listen. Learn how to be perceptive. Learn how to hear what others say. If you learn those traits and develop that character, even being a wicked fool, it will produce something in your life. And that's just the truth. Our young ones, they're not taught that. The people, they're not being taught that today. And that's just the truth. And it's very, very sad. It's very sad. I'm older than most of you all in here. So I've experienced some things that you haven't. And I know that I can instruct you. And as long as you're here, you're going to be instructed. That's the truth. You ain't going to rise up over me. You understand? Hallelujah, Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. You might as well love me. You might as well. It's for your own tough. It's for your own strength. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We don't like when someone tells us how wrong we are. And I remind us how wrong we are because we don't like it. We don't. We don't like no what we call constructive criticism, do we? We don't like that. Don't like it, Sister Roberts, tell me. You don't need that. Don't eat that. You're too big. Shuts your mouth, woman. I don't like that. Being honest with you, son. I don't like when she say that. We don't like certain things that identify us and shows us who we are. We don't like that. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. If someone says, how do I look, honey? He said, I don't like that. Then we become hostile. Well, what's wrong with that? Why you don't like it? Why you don't like what I got on? What's wrong with it? You've never done that? Okay. You get hostile because someone tells you the truth. And they tell you like, oh, okay, look good. And then when you come home, you say, you look the mess. Well, why you didn't tell me? Because if I told you, you'd come off like that. You never gone through that? Well, I have. Sister Robert, I didn't like that. Well, why you didn't tell me that? Well, I didn't like it. Don't wear it again. Well, you said Lazarus, I did, but I don't like it now. Don't wear it. Hallelujah. That's the way we are. And we're just going to have to grow up out of that and mature spiritually. Really, we're going to have to, brother and sister. It's sad. It is so pitiful. And I say this in my closing, especially the people of color, what I see is taking place in their mind, their sons, and their... It's so pitiful. It's pitiful. Even our young men are not even taught. They have no example of a family. They don't even know what a husband is. Come on. Almost 80% of the family, there's no husband there. How do they learn how to be a husband? Come on, knucklehead little girl. How does... Come on, mother. How do these little knucklehead gals learn how to be a wife when you're crazy? It's pitiful. It's just flat out dismal. It's sad for the whole ethnicity of people. Just shambles, the family, the home. It's just pitiful. I feel for them. I really do. It's sad. That's a strange thing. You see that man with his family. Most of America is not that way. Most of them is not that way. It's pitiful. It's sad. It's pitiful. And with the 20% that are in the home, 18% are unfaithful. Their spouse, nah. You brothers don't realize how blessed you are to have examples and stay in line, because this world daughter's got to say this. It draws the men, and there are women out there today, their own purpose is to try to draw the man. Believe me, that's all they live for the challenge. And you can slip all you want to. You can mess up because there's some little sugar thing out there ready to be sweet to him. I'm telling you this, daughters. Y'all may get upset, but it's the truth. There's some little sugar thing out there. She's ready to handle him right and take care of him. Well, that's not how to talk, but I'm just being honest with you. There's some little sugar thing. You can act like a thing if you want to. But there's some little honey sugar thing out there. She said, I'll handle him, and I'll love you right. It may be a superficial love. Maybe false. But they're out there to do that. So that's why you have to thank Yah for your husband, man. And bless him for a wife. Because when a man finds a wife, he finds a wonderful thing. And that's favor of Almighty Yah. That's all right. In all things, we bless you. Go with your people, I pray, strengthen safely down the highway, and all your people we ask, and the white men and everyone, all those that listen tonight, strengthen them in Yahshua's name. We bless you. Hallelujah. Yah bless you.